Come on, or so I call to order the meeting of the Joint Committee on the Oregon Fujian Sisters State Committee. First of all, since this is our first meeting of this biennium, we need to officially adopt the committee rules that all the committee members should have before you. These are just our standard committee operating rules. Do I have a motion to adopt the rules?
So moved. Second.
It's been moved and seconded to adopt the committee rules for the Joint Committee on Fujian Sisters State. Any discussion? Any objection to the rules? Motion carries. Why don't we take a few minutes, and have committee members introduce themselves so we are all aware of who's here, and that's great to have a full dais. Sorry, we're even fuller than the actual dais up here. But great to have a full slate of the committee here. So why don't we take a few minutes and introduce ourselves so everyone is aware of who's here. Mr. Chow.
Hello. I'm very glad to be here. My name is Timmy So from Portland, Oregon. I'm the publisher of China Media.
Good afternoon. My name is Stephen Ng. I'm a presenter of Portland Chinese Community.
Good afternoon, Jim May. I'm attorney with Davis Wright May. Actually, I wear several other hats. I also is the president of Portland Suzhou Sister City. Thank you very much, and very honored to be a member of this committee.
Merle Greenstein, International Development Associates, and my first trip to China was in 1979. There were 17 of us representing the state of Oregon, asked by Governor Attia, and since that time I've been to China many times, and I was in a commodity business selling a lot of different commodities, primarily scrap metal, to China for many years. I have many Ho Peng Yo good friends in China, and I appreciate doing business with the Chinese.
Mark Hush with Capacity Commercial Real Estate. I went on the trade mission 2 years ago. My both my children are in the Mandarin Immersion Language Program at Woodstock School, a public school program that has a half-day Mandarin Immersion, which the program is actually a kindergarten through 16 with the University of Oregon. Glad to be here today. Thank you.
My name is Victoria Yu. I'm the executive director of Asian Education Foundation. I'm very honored to be here.
I'm Larry George, state senator for Senate District 13, which goes from Kaiser through Wilsonville, Newburgh, Sherwood. Also the owner of George Packing Company, a food processing company. We do about 75% of our business with China. And then we also have a family business that's headquartered in Hong Kong called Sun Choice.
Wow, great. My name is Jin Lan. I'm the president of Oregon Fujian Sister State Association.
I'm Dave Hunt. I'm a state representative from Clackamas County and have the privilege of serving as Speaker of the House. My day job, like Senator George and others of us, we have day jobs that transcend our meager legislative salaries. I'm the executive director of the Association of Pacific Ports, which is ports all over the all sides of the Pacific Ocean.
I'm Dennis Richardson, state representative from Southern Oregon, and I've had the honor and pleasure of going to China at least five times, and I love the Chinese people and want very much for there to be ongoing and strengthening of our relationships between Oregon and China.
I'm Jules Koppel-Bailey. I'm a state representative from Inner East Side Portland, House District 42, and actually live a few blocks from the Woodstock Elementary School Immersion Program. I have spent some time living in China. My wife is Chinese, as well as then my in-laws are.
I'm Peter Leung, District 60, but I'm not a state representative. I wish. I have been the Governor Chris Hubbard's Commission on Asian Affairs, was the chair, so I work with Senator Mei Yi to promote relationship with Fujian since the 90s. So I've been a long time working with Fujian province officials. They know me well. That's why last year I have an opportunity to visit them again. And now I'm in the OSU, working with OSU, trying to implement changes of the curriculum, including the service learning into the project. That's why I'm working in new projects with OSU. I'm the president of NAACP, the first Chinese or Asian president of the country for 100 years in NAACP.
That's very long one. Yeah.
Impressive. I'm Greg Borisay, and I work for the Port of Portland, and I manage the container franchise for the Port of Portland. So a few of the accounts that I deal with are China Shipping and Costco, two major ocean carrier accounts. I'm a maritime attorney, and I am very interested in Chinese culture, language. My daughter is also attending Mandarin immersion. She's only four, and she's very, very proficient, and I wish I could catch up to her at some point. Thank you.
Mr. Speaker, may I have your permission to introduce our Honorable Consul General from San Francisco, Consul Ambassador Gao. Ambassador Gao has very accomplished diplomatic experience, served in Dutch and in charge of Taiwan-Hong Kong affairs. We're very grateful to have Ambassador Gao to join us today to show his support for our joint committee. Thank you so much, Ambassador Gao.
Thank you.
Yeah, we very much do appreciate you having here. It's a great honor to have you here, and it's a great symbol of the ongoing relationship we have. And look forward to many more years of the same.
Excuse me, Honorable Chairman. I would like to make a correction about the introduction of Mr. Ying earlier. Mr. Ying is my great friend. I know him many years. But he said he's representing the Chinese community of Portland. And I want to object that. I mean, he could mention something like he's representing certain organizations, but Chinese community is at large. He cannot mention something like representing the Chinese community. Okay? I want to make a correction.
I just want to correct that too. Okay, if he object that, I will accept that objection. I represent the CCBA, Chinese Consolidated Benevolent Association, which is an umbrella organization, quite a few organizations in Chinese community. And I also a president of the Chinese Consolidated Benevolent Association, past president of that, and also a Chinese American Citizen Alliance, which is civil rights group for Chinese community. So I say that just if he want to accept that, that's fine.
It's nice to know that the Chinese community in Oregon is like all the rest of Oregon, is that we all have diverse constituencies and many diverse points of view, and I think that's one of the great things about this committee is we've got good broad representation. Mm-hmm. It's one of the challenges each of us who wear legislator titles is trying to represent 60,000 or in Senator George's case 120,000 people with one voice and one vote. It's a great challenge. Well, we're glad you're here. We're blessed to have great committee staff and to have almost adjunct staff in Jinlan as our executive director, and we'll ask him to lead us through our agendas today.
Okay. May I, Mr. Chairman, take this opportunity to first introduce four representatives from Fujian. They arrived this morning from China. I'm sure they're all very tired. The first person is Ms. Huang Xiu-Ru. She represents a lot of people here. Actually, I've visited her in Fujian. She represents the Fujian Provincial Association of Commerce. Thank you so much for coming here. And I know very tired today, and we'll be very quick. Then next one is Mr. Huang. Please stand up, Huang Changguan. And he represents the also Fujian Provincial Association of Commerce, and he's the director, secretary general. The next person is Mr. Wong, and he's a private entrepreneur, and one of our actually nine invited guests, but he finally made it here today. Thank you so much and welcome. The last but not least, Mr. Lai, and he represents a food company in Fujian. They're all here looking for investment and business opportunities. So welcome again, and thank you so much for coming to our joint committee meeting today. All right. Now,
I noticed we do have one former legislator who's a former member of the this sister state committee, former Representative Billy Dalto. Nice to have you here. Good to see you.
Okay. Go ahead and
proceed.
Move on. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
May I take this opportunity to give this committee the latest development on Oregon-Fujian relations? As Peter just mentioned, there are a lot of things happened between Oregon and Fujian. This year is the 25th anniversary of Oregon-Fujian sister state relations. And as you recall, I'm glad Suna is here. Suna and I went back quite early when Victor Atiyah and Governor Hu Ping signed this relationship in 1984. So it has been 25 years. There are a lot of history behind it. I just want to give us the latest development. Just happened 3 days ago, May 12th, is the one-year anniversary of the horrible earthquake in China. This committee and also OFSA, last year we sent a delegation to Sichuan, to the earthquake area. We have raised enough money and donated some environmental monitoring equipment. Also, at large, the Chinese community, Mr. Timmy Cao and also others here, also donated quite a bit of money to San Francisco Consulate. So we are proud to say that we have made our efforts and to show our sympathy and support to the earthquake area. Also, last year, we sent another delegation in October to Fujian to talk about environmental protection projects. In June this year, June 23rd precisely, Fujian government are going to send a very high-level delegation to Oregon, led by acting chairman of the Fujian People's Congress, which is your counterpart from Fujian. We have set up a photo exhibition in Portland to commemorate the 25th anniversary of Oregon-Fujian tie. I think this would be excellent opportunity for us to review what happened in the last 25 years and look forward for the next 25 years. So if your time allow, you're all invited to the ceremony of the ribbon cutting on the 23rd. And of course, after that, we'll take the delegation to Salem to meet our legislatures. So this is a quick summary what has happened in Oregon-Fujian tie. There are a lot of private efforts going on. I'm sure that we'll get a chance to share with our members privately. So this is the latest report. My call, Javid, I think that's yours, give us a report on the proposed trip to Fujian perhaps this summer or this fall. This is also another new development we're trying to do, because after Fujian government delegation here, we want to reciprocate a visit and have a legislative delegation along with the OFSSA to visit Fujian in late summer or early fall. Javid, if you can step up and maybe come to the front and give us a quick briefing of what's the program ahead.
I mean, you allow me, I have to pay respect to my own employer, which is not from the college, because they have allowed me to leave college and come all the way here before you guys.
I'm Javid Mohtasham, Director of Sustainability and Health and Safety Program, and I have to say the only program in Pacific Northwest. And yesterday I'm honored to say that we opened the facility for biodiesel training, which hopefully would be a good possibility and opportunity for people of Oregon or Pacific Northwest to get training in that field. And we are the champion of the field of green, and therefore we are the green of the green between all community colleges and universities, and we are the authentic one. Anyway, I'm honored to have the opportunity to be part of this organization and propose, and yesterday I sent an email to Representative Richardson because I thought I would not be able to show up because of teaching time, and then luckily somebody took my class and I was able to come here. What we are proposing at this time, based upon the schedule of the Representative Han, Speaker of the House, that delegates are going to leave sometime on August 5th or August 6th for China, and they are going to arrive in Fujian, and then between August 8th to August 20th, they would be there, and each time they have different kind of activities that right now I'm working with another member of the OFSSA to coming up with the perfect itinerary for sightseeing and all of those kind of things. But as of today, the proposal is that you are going to arrive on August 8th. You are going to be with the Fujian Provincial Association of Commerce and all of those kind of activities the first day. The August 9th, we are proposing, based on the suggestion of the Executive Director Jin Lin, that they're going to go to sightseeing for Fujian. And then we are going to, after one day, we are going to leave for Quanzhou. And then we visit Xiamen for a couple of days. And then from Xiamen, we are going to leave for Beijing, for a visit of Beijing. And, of course, during these times, we are trying to make sure that we expose people to the professional activities as well as cultural activities, because I have noticed that for the first time, I had the honor of going to China. And honestly, when I went to China, I was shocked, even though I should not say in front of Oregonian, because I thought the only green place, the way Oregonian claiming, is Pacific Northwest. And when I saw China, I said, it's beautiful, it is gorgeous, especially after the kind of words we heard during Olympiad about the pollution, and especially being in the field of hazmat and environment, I was concerned about those kind of things. And I'm proud to say that I had one of the best time of my life, and I myself, as a single person, fell in love with that culture and that country. Therefore, there are lots of things to be done in China besides Great Wall and all of those kind of things that people, they should get exposed to it. But everything around it was really beautiful. Then from Beijing, we are planning to go, after a couple of days of spending in Beijing, we are planning to go back to Hong Kong on August 19th and coming back to United States. First of all, this itinerary is somehow first draft. Therefore, as a result, it has not been written in concrete. And we are completely open to any kind of suggestion or idea that anybody who has, that we would be able to modify it as well as we can to accommodate everybody's needs. But one thing that people, they should realize that the cost for this trip, it may fall somewhere close to 5,000 or 5,400 or something like that. And it has been divided in two different sections. One cost is associated with the trip from Portland, Oregon, going to Fujian, and then coming back from Beijing, from Hong Kong. And another cost would be for inside of the country. Then if there would be more description needs for those costs, Representative Richardson has a copy of that item. We would be more than happy to sit down with anybody who has any kind of ideas or any kind of interest to talk about them. At the bottom of that proposal, my name and my email address at my college is around, and you are more than welcome to get in touch with me, and I can work with you to create a good agenda for a trip. But one thing that we have to realize that is that we have a couple of deadlines that we are supposed to meet in order to make that trip possible. The first thing is, I mean, the deadline is June 10, 2009, that people, they should deposit $500 toward a trip, and they have to pay for the full price of the trip by July 1, 2009. And of course, for past couple of weeks, I have to be thankful to Representative Richardson, because I was bombarding him because of the schedule of the Speaker of the House regarding the time of a trip, because the travel agent told us about the weather in China, because in the month of August, and in, at the same time, reservation for the tickets, because whatever we have said in that proposal is just information. Nothing has been said in concrete. Therefore, as a result, when we say the price of ticket is this much and the seats are available based on the information from a couple of weeks ago, and we don't know what is going to happen. And she said, if you would be able to modify the dates and you would be able to postpone it to start sometime after Labor Day, the chance would be much better for a much lower rate, and at the same time, the weather would be more comforting and it would be better for travel. But anyway, besides that, I'm open to any question anyone has, but I have my business card, and anybody would like to get more information, I would be more than happy to furnish you with any kind of data.
Questions? You've answered them all. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Let's move to the next subject area. By the way, I want to just compliment what Javed presented to us. The purpose of the trip are twofold. First of all, we're going there to celebrate the 25th anniversary of Oregon, Fujian, Caesar State relation. Second of all, there are substance to the trip. One is that we like continue to promote Oregon's leadership in sustainable development. Second of all is that is we want to continue to promote trade and investment between Fujian and Oregon. Today is our representative from Fujian here further illustrate that's really our goal. So we're not going there just for the side thing. We're there, definitely there's some substance to that. I just want to add to that. Yeah. Next item, put away.
Please.
Yeah. Any members would like to make a comment?
Okay.
Peter, your turn.
My turn. Wow. I was in China in June last year. The purpose of the visit is how to celebrate Oregon 150 with 25th anniversary of China. So I was so excited that I was invited by the Foreign Affairs Office. So I went over there and met with them, and this is a report I present to the leaders here. And also, I'm working with OSU right now. A project that is a community project trying to make OSU as a land-grant university as in service of the community. Youth leadership training and what we call a service learning training program that I work with several vice provosts. We are trying to change the curriculum of OSU incorporating service learning, community-oriented training, leadership training into the curriculum here. And Fujian province is the one that we have a focus on. We like to see we can develop a program working with Fujian province. So some of the people here, I met with them last year when I went over there. So this is the project. I think it's a lot of a promising prospect for OSU and for State Oregon. We want to be served as a model for the nation in terms of service learning. So I'm looking for some opportunity here from the our president, our co-chair, to have a kind of a support on this project so that we can have a working relationship with the state level in this project. Not just OSU project, it's a project for the whole future of global citizenship training. All these things are very, very long-term prospect we are working on. I hope that I'm here. I very appreciate Teresa's help to make this my able to talk to you about this because it's last minute. So I hope this is something that I get support from everybody here.
And so can I just ask, what type of expression of support are you looking for?
Affirming letter. There's no budget involved. A firming letter saying that this is something we think there's a prospect for, good prospect for building relationship with Fujian, and this is a good prospect for grassroots learning for Fujian to be with us on this kind of mutual exchanges learning. And for time being, OSU has a ongoing relationship with several other places that we want to have this copy to Fujian province. And I'd like to see a letter from you and Senator Courtney to tell the OSU that it's an important project. We support that. That kind of language.
Peter, sounds like what you're doing is wonderful. And may I make a suggestion to you? Sounds like you should join Oregon, Fujian, Caesar State Association, because that's exactly what we do. I think within that framework, because that's essentially what this community sets the agenda, let organization go and do the job. I welcome your great efforts. I think it's great. Hopefully you will be more active in OFSA so we can jointly get this program moving. Does that sound a good idea to you?
Well, this request is not from me. It's from OSU. And no, this is the letter over here.
The OSU should be part of OFSA, so we can do this project together. Yeah, I mean, you can think about it. I mean, I'm just saying, you know, I tell you, you were there last June. I was there almost 3 times after you were there. Mm-hmm. I have not heard anything from the Fujian side on the particular idea you promote to them. So that's why I think you and I need to communicate it better so I know what you're doing, so we can put this whole thing, you know, under one umbrella, so we can, you know, we're a small state, so we can't afford just, you know, offshoot to different directions.
Well, it's always your direction that I'm following.
Yes, I'm just saying, not you and I need to have a better communication.
OSU would like to see sitting partnership. I just met with Department of Correction, Max Williams, and asked him to be our partners. We are seeking more partners, community partners, to work with us so that we can make the project meaningful.
Yes.
Not just a Fujian alone. It is a project that a long-term project.
I do not question your intention. I simply want to say, in terms of methodology, let's work together. Okay.
Great. So I think you have a thank you for bringing that issue. I think you've got a desire and a commitment to work.
Yes.
With Genlon.
Yes.
Any other questions or comments about that?
No, I think it's a great idea that Mr. Jin Lan and Peter Leung should get together and communicate more often, so we could join effort to promote the Fujian Sister State Association and also the Joint Committee of the Fujian Sister State. And I think Mr. Peter Liang, what he mentioned about the OSU initiative on the potential for linkage between the Oregon and Fujian Sister State relationship and service learning, I think it's a great idea. I mean, and I make a motion to request the Joint Committee on Fujian Sister State to write a support letter for his request.
We have a motion before us. Is there a second? And seconded. Discussion. Please.
Second.
Yeah. Discussion on the motion.
I just have a question about the request for the motion, and this is with regards to what OSU may have already done in terms of an overture to one of the universities based in the province. Has that been done at all, or is that part of the effort?
Well, it is not with China, not with Fujian province yet.
Mm-hmm.
We have done with some other places.
Okay.
And this is a good opportunity for us to really raise the bar, so to speak, raise the bar with Fujian province. Because it's a sister state relationship, why not? You know, the 25-year anniversary, why not take advantage of this? Or we should expand to Fujian instead of just to other provinces. Let's do it with our sister state. That's who I'm pitching here for the benefit of our sister state. For OSU and Fujian to work together closer.
Okay.
Further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries.
Great.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Last but not least, may I have the privilege to have Ambassador Gao to say a few words from China's perspective. Ambassador Gao, you have probably witnessed this lively discussion in our committee. It's not everything we already arranged. It's a open discussion. There are different opinions. I think that's how we can move forward and make sure that State of Oregon can further develop a relationship with Fujian and with China at large. Please.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'm not a member of the committee, but I'm a wholehearted supporter member from the grassroots. It is actually the second time for me to attend this joint committee meeting. You have a very lively discussion. It gives me a very good impression. I'm very impressed. I think this committee, it shows the liability of this committee, and shows this committee, the members of the committee, a representative, various groups of people from society. It gave the committee, sustainable for further development. Well, I like to use this to take this community opportunity to first of all to express my sincere thank for the invitation. It is a great honor and a great privilege for me to attend this meeting. The state of Oregon has played and is playing a very special role in relation with China. Oregon is a forerunner in relation with China. I remember last time when I was here, I talked to members of the committee and friends from the society that you have many advantages. You are well known in China, not only in Fujian, but also in China among the Chinese. You have many firsts here. You have the state of Oregon is the first state in America to pass a law, to pass a bill, officially establish a joint committee in the state legislature to establish and so on committee for good relation, friend relation with province of China. You have the first Confucius Institute on the west coast of America, and also you have the first authentic Chinese garden in Portland. Mm-hmm. All these have a very good impression on the Chinese people. All my predecessors and my colleagues know that whenever I go to Portland, they say they have three firsts in relation with China. And most recently, you have made new contributions to this relationship with China. As Mr. Chairman Jin Lan mentioned last year, the people from Portland made a very good impression on the Chinese people by wholeheartedly providing generous support to the victims of the earthquake in Sichuan. And last year, our bilateral trade made a new historical record, as I said, by the opening. The export of Oregon to China was about $2.5 billion, which is an amazing increase by 73.4%. It is far more the first in among 50 states. You are now among one of the top 10 and the fastest growing exporters to China. China is now the second. We are very proudly to be there, to say that China is now the second biggest trade partner of Oregon. Of course, there is more to be done to increase, to intensify our bilateral relations. You have many, besides these three, you have many advantages. Yesterday we have been to the beautiful scenic city of Eugene. And you have the beautiful city, the most famous city of Beaverton, the home of Nike. Nowadays, Nike is very popular. My son have Nike products from head to feet. And Starbucks is also very popular. You have many. You have you produce the most salmon in America. And you have many, many advantages in relation with China. I think it is obviously our job to tap all these potentials and opportunities. And the Chinese Consulate General here in San Francisco are always ready in this regard. And we, just like you, we want to make our own contribution. Although we are not a member of the state, of the committee, but we are wholehearted supporters. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Ambassador Gao, for your gracious remark. Following Ambassador Gao's remarks on the Oregon-China relations and Oregon-Fujian relations, I'd like to make a motion to thank Governor Vicatia and Reverend Richardson for their contribution to Oregon-Fujian tie. I was in Oregon in 1983 as a student. I vividly remember in 1984 when Governor Atiyah and Governor Hu Ping signed this friendly relationship. I think it is Representative Richardson's contribution to have helped lift this relation to a new height. So in the In this context, for the 25th anniversary, when the Fujian delegation comes on June 23rd, we'd like to present an award to both Governor Atiyah and Reverend Richardson for their contribution to enhance Oregon-Fujian ties.
That's great, and it's very, very well deserved by Representative Richardson. I had the privilege of serving. Dennis and I were freshmen together, and I think our first committee meeting for both of us as freshman legislators was on Trade and Economic Development Committee. And Dennis, from day one, I remember, was talking about and promoting and advancing and pushing the Oregon Fujian relationship and the larger U.S.-China relationship. So I didn't have the privilege of working with Governor Atiyah, but I've seen it firsthand with Representative Richardson. So comments are well directed.
Okay, second. Okay.
Motion. Is there any further discussion about the resolution that has been moved and seconded?
Okay.
All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, no. Motion carries. Congratulations.
Aye. We're done.
I also want to recognize that we have another legislator back in the audience, Representative George Gilman from Southern and Central Oregon. Good to have you here. Anything else from the committee for the good of the order?
Maybe just my. I'd like to take this opportunity to really thank the Oregon Chinese Artists Association for putting up such a wonderful photo exhibition for us today, and also all the kids they've organized to come over here to give us a wonderful performance. And we will probably send them a thank you letter and just thank for their great efforts today. Yeah, great. Thank you.
Anything else for the good of the order from anyone on the committee? Hearing nothing, we're adjourned.
Thank you. Thank you.